The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Ashley's an idiot. He just, you know what? He bothers me now.
Why?
You see his tweet?
Can you mention the D-Bach interview? I'm like, we did, you idiot. We all can't wake up at 8 o'clock.
I'm just seeing the exchange now.
So our executive producer, Ashton Rotman, texted our group text for our show saying, hey, make sure you guys promote that David Bakhtiari is scheduled to appear on Wilde and Tausch.
At 8:07. We've been up since what, 5?
Yeah.
Must be nice. He had to be put in his place for that, right?
What? You tell me what you think his place is. And who's putting him there?
I think he's just blocking her face. He should wake up when we wake up.
I think you went hard to the hole.
I did.
We did, idiot. Try listening was your response.
Pretty good.
And now you know what's going to happen.
I think it's fair.
You laughed, Gabe, but you're the one that's going to get yelled at for it.
Well, so. I mean, but who's going to yell at me? Ashton?
Maybe.
Come on. He's going to yell?
I want to get to this Aaron Jones thing because he obviously was introduced to the Minnesota media yesterday, and he famously, because now it's gone viral on social media, ended his press conference saying skull. I don't even know what skull means.
Well, I don't know what it means, but they do the little clap thing.
It's a Viking thing, or the old Viking thing.
Actual,
you know, ships.
Actual Viking.
Yes.
Okay.
I used to know what it means.
But you don't anymore?
No. That and Skiuma. They got some weird sayings up there, don't they?
Skiuma, I know they use it in Minnesota.
I know, but what does that mean?
I have no idea.
We're very average.
You know what it means?
Skiuma!
It means stand for me when I walk in the room.
Yes.
Skål is the Danish, Norwegian, Swedish, Icelandic word for cheers or good health.
Oh, okay.
A salute or a toast.
Like when you cheer, skull. Yeah. Got it.
So Nostrovia. That's Polish for cheers. Or,
Nostrovia?
Yeah.
That's fun to
What's
say.
What's German?
Prost?
Prost.
Yeah, Prost.
Yeah,
you're German? You don't know?
I was in Germany for 15 days last year, guys. Remember, I picked up a little language.
And then Italian is what? Ciao bella?
No, I don't think so. What is cheers in Italian?
No idea.
Josh DiMaggio, what is cheers in Italian?
Don't know.
You're the resident Italian on this panel.
No idea.
Well, we got...
Excuse me?
I know what cheers is for St. Patty's Day.
Fair enough. We put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. Are you looking up cheers in Italian?
No.
We're just going to move on.
Gabe,
I thought maybe we could be informative
for one minute
here on this show.
Why apparently, would we want to do that?
Well, you told us what skull meant, so I thought maybe
Saluti.
We wanted to... Salute. Okay, good. What was your reaction to Aaron Jones doing the Viking skull chant at the end of his press conference? I'm fine with it. He's dead to me. I loved it. Go ahead and weigh in on that. Gabe, what was your reaction to everything that Aaron Jones has done since he departed the Green Bay Packers?
Like, skull! That was... Like, he almost was ready to stand up and then quickly sat back down, decided to yell into the microphone, do the clap thing above his head. Like, he's got to endear himself to the new fan base, right? So I get it. But it's very obvious to me that he's hurt by the way everything went down with the Packers. And this is him just kind of lashing out and making sure, not only is he endearing himself to the Packers fan base, the Vikings fan base, he's trying to stick it back to the Packers. Not necessarily the fan base, but he wants to stick it to the Packers. I think that's pretty obvious.
Which is fine.
Yeah. I mean, how many players have we seen do this over the years?
Sure.
Plenty of players.
What is the success rate?
0.0.
He had Favre.
I mean, Brett did kind of...
He did kind of work him.
Shoved it the first two times.
I don't have a problem with it at all. You know, that's fine. That's what you want to do, right?
Well, you're always talking about taking motivation from wherever you can get it.
Sure. I just had a problem with him thanking the fans and then posting all of his stats as kind of bush league. Just take the high road out of town
So that was somebody made a joke about his hairline. And it was, again, nowhere near Aaron Jones. It was somebody retweeting the Packers saying, we've signed Josh Jacobs. Somebody saying on just a random person, not even anybody, just a random person on Twitter going, hey, my running back's finally going to have a hairline now. Just making a joke about Aaron Jones's hairline. And boom, responded with, here are all my accolades with the Green Bay Packers. Here is everything I did for the Green Bay Packers. That to me is more egregious than doing the school thing. Because again, like the school, you have to endear yourself to the new fan base. If Josh Jacobs or Xavier McKinney sits down and ends his press conference today with Go Pack Go, the fan base is going to love it because they have to endear themselves to the fan base, right? So that's what Aaron Jones is doing in that situation. I get it. But going on social media and going, oh, hey, by the way, here's my resume. That's a little too far for me. That's the part that makes that's a little disappointing.
I think you got to keep those feelings close to the vest.
Yeah.
I think use them for motivation and you know, you want to stick it to them and you want to show them what they missed out on. I think you got to keep it close to the vest. What I think the challenge is, guys, it's asking these guys to have the duality of you would die for your franchise, right? You would literally run through a wall for the franchise that is signing your check. But the moment they're no longer signing your check, you move on. We had this conversation, basketball, Gabe, help me out. We had this conversation. Was it Tucker? There was something we had this conversation a couple of years ago in basketball of like trades happen, moves happen. This is a business. Once a team doesn't feel like you serve a purpose for them and the ultimate purpose, which is to win championships, which is the window that the Packers are currently in. I'm not saying I don't feel for Aaron Jones. I do. I love him. It was fantastic watching him. I championed so hard for him at times when you were critical about his durability. I thought that it was more of how they were using him and Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers and company. So I have absolutely backed Aaron Jones. But I also recognize that loyalty only goes so far. I do think it's interesting, the duality, Chew, that we ask of these athletes to eat, sleep, live, breathe the franchise until they have no use for you anymore. And then we expect you to be able to cut and move on just as quickly as they do. Is
So why do the fans expect the players to be more loyal than the organization? Like, was the organization bent out of shape when Devontae said, no, I don't want your money now. I'm going to the Raiders. I'm out of here. Even though they kind of created the problem, the Packers.
Oh, they 100% created the problem. I think it's always interesting with fans. Because, like, Brian Gutekunst, you know, and Mark Murphy, like, Mark Murphy has been the most consistent part of the Packers over the last how many ever years, right? Like, coaches have changed, general managers have changed, players have certainly changed. Like, the Packers right now, just to give you how crazy how the roster turnover works, I think they have 6 players who are on the NFC Championship game team from 2020. And we 4 years later, and here we are. That even, you know, 4 years later, here we are. Only 6 of those guys remaining. So there's all this constant turnover. So I don't know if the fans just kind of relate. Okay, Mark Murphy's there. We can kind of relate to that. They think of themselves as fans of the team. It's tough to, we're going to be loyal. So we just assume that the franchise is also loyal because the fan base is loyal.
Well, they kind of are because when a player's done playing, and, you know, I talked to guys that I played with around the league that played for Tampa Bay or Cincinnati or something like that. And they say, out of sight, out of mind, once you're gone, Aaron Jones will be invited back. He'll be invited back into the Hall of Fame. He'll be invited back to do things for the Packers.
Captain.
You can go to game. I mean, I could go to any game I wanted with the alumni box, which is huge. I choose not, you know. But they just show
people
loyalty.
Only watching halves of football
they show
games,
loyalty
things
after
of that
the fact. They show it after the fact.
Yeah.
But the NFL is our best example of a meritocracy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where your only loyalty only goes as far as how exceptional you are. We're very, very loyal to you when you are exceptional. But the closer you get to the mean, and I don't mean like mean the emotion or mean the way you treat people, the mean, the average. The closer you get to the average, the less loyal the team is going to be because there's more people just like you we could go out and get for less money. If you're exceptional, we talk about Xavier McKinney. We're willing to pay a little bit more. We're willing to get into a bidding war. We need that position. We think you're the guy. If you're kind of just like everybody else, or you're creeping up in age at a certain position where age has shown historically to be a big hindrance to production. I'm not trying to act callous or heartless that I think, you know, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. I just think, again, when you think from a business standpoint, mm-hmm. yes, there are emotions involved, but the best business people, I think, eliminate most of the emotion attached to these relationships.
Which is, again, the curious part to me about this whole thing, and you mentioned it earlier, Jen, with Goody saying, oh yeah, Aaron Jones is going to be absolutely without a doubt back. And then that was the contract they offered. That's not a, oh, absolutely Aaron Jones is going to be back offer. Like, to me, the offer that they gave him was, hey, this is great if he takes it. I doubt he will, but it'll be great if he ends up accepting it. Right? Like, that wasn't a...
Well, especially in comparison with what he was supposed to get.
Yes.
You take a pay cut last year, and I'm just going to think, like, common man, okay?
Yep.
You take a pay cut for your company. A lot of people did during COVID, by the way. A lot mm-hmm. of people, the companies were like, we're just trying to keep the doors open and the lights on. Can you take a pay cut? And people were like, okay, with the assumption that you'd make it up later on, down mm-hmm. the road, and rewarded for your loyalty and willingness to help a brother out. And I think that's what Jones was probably... coming from. That's where he was coming from.
Well, I mean, yeah, he took the pay cut last year, and yes, he wasn't healthy last year, but he was the engine that made the hot five straight games with 100 yards. They won the first four, obviously didn't win the last one, but he was the big part of why they looked as good as they did. And I'm sure him and his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, went, hey, we took the pay cut last year. We understand running backs aren't as valuable. Well, you know, we can work something out here. And I mean, $2 million, it's different if we're talking about the difference between $22 million and $20 million. But the difference between $4 and $6 million, you know, that's...
when you were expecting to make 11.
Yeah, like that's a significant amount of bump that he got from the Minnesota Vikings.
Like, are baseball players the best at this, that realize it is a business and they're very, they're just putting a uniform on and playing? Because I go back to Moneyball. Remember mm-hmm. they traded the first baseman. And it was just so flat. We traded to Detroit, and he's like, okay, great. See ya.
Maybe.
Is it different from sport to sport? I mean, obviously a lot of people got upset when they let Drew Holiday go.
Yes.
I mean, were people
but
really
But they also
upset?
Got Dame Lillard, right? Like, yeah. that was the balm on the burn.
Yeah.
Just like Josh Jacobs is going to be the balm for this burn. Like, if they had have just offered that to Aaron Jones and then left, you know, got left out of any sort of running back sweepstakes, didn't get Josh Jacobs, and then they straight up just released Aaron Jones, and we're sitting here with A.J. Dillon and Emmanuel Wilson, we're going, But Josh Jacobs makes you excited because of the different elements that he brings.
I also think, though, and I said this the day that it happened, I'm sure Drew Rosenhaus has a lot of connections in the league. I'm sure he can call anybody in a front office and have a conversation. But I still think that they missed on the market, because what Aaron Jones got from the Vikings was closer to what the Packers were offering than what Jones wanted to get from the Packers. So they must have known that they needed to scale back their expectations. That Drew Rosenhaus should have known what the market was for his client, Aaron Jones.
Sure, but was it really that close?
I think it was a go away.
Yeah.
I think it was a Jordy Nelson, just go away. We're done with you. We're moving on. We need better.
We can put in the effort. We can tell our fan base we made an offer to you. Hey, we wanted to keep him around. He didn't want to be here.
I guess that depends on if you believe in insulting offers.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
Just philosophically, do you believe in insulting offers?
And I'm not discounting the fact that Aaron Jones going into this season, I know some people may think I'm crazy, but Aaron Jones taking a pay cut, in his mind is sitting there going, good. You're only getting 9 games, 10 games out of me. Players do that.
And
I'll tell you why.
Why didn't he just say you're only getting 6 games out of me? I'll take the just under $4 million, but you're only getting 6 games out of me, and I get to retire a Packer, and I get to stay in everybody's good graces.
Yeah. But I'll tell you this. I tore my calf in warm-ups. I was telling this story this week to someone. Tore my calf in warm-ups into the game because the middle of the field was sand. And I tried going 2 plays. I couldn't run, Joshy, because it feels like you got a knife. Mm-hmm. And they thought... or at least I believe that they thought I was lying.
Okay.
Because then they took me in the next day for an MRI. And in my day, you don't. The last game of the year, you don't MRI a torn calf. I thought they may have thought I was being untruthful. And I had a 3-inch tear in the back of my calf. You know? And I'm like, oh, okay, I guess you weren't lying. So there is that element. And I'm just saying, tying it to Aaron Jones.
Yeah.
Because there was a time this past year where we're like, when is he going to play? What the hell? Let's go. I mean, this is just a hamstring strain. Play. They might have thought, like, eh, okay, I see what you're doing, and we're going to give you an insulting offer after that. That stuff happens, I'm telling you.
We did have someone weigh in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. It was pretty far down on the list now, but it was, do you think that when they got in the Jonathan Taylor conversations last year, he voiced his anger, and that was the beginning of the end? Jalen on the YouTube stream, actually. I think that Aaron Jones voiced his anger when they were in the mix for Jonathan Taylor, and that was the beginning of the end of the relationship.
Yeah, very well could be.
Yeah.
Because he knew, obviously, that they were, you know, if you bring in Jonathan Taylor, yeah.
You're gone.
You're basically, you're on the dating app, is what you're saying. You're not dating, but you're on the dating apps, Green Bay Packers. Hey, whether you're a local who wants to enjoy a night out or you're planning a visit to Milwaukee, enjoy an artfully stylish experience at St. Kate the Arts Hotel. The hotel is ideally located in the heart of the theater district in downtown Milwaukee. With deluxe accommodations, culinary creativity, on-site art galleries, and nightly live music, you'll enjoy every element of your stay at St. Kate. Special hotel packages are available right now. Room rates starting as low as $129 a night. Learn more and book your stay at stkatearts.com. That's stkatearts.com.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You called them a white stiff
someone else.
Earlier.
From one white stiff to another. I'm pretty well versed in the realm of stiffs.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, we got a little twist for you coming up on Week in Rechew in about 5 minutes, so stick around for that. Last night, picking my kiddos up from gymnastics, swinging through the old drive-thru, did a little Culver's action. So I'm on the backside of the Culver's, right? By the way, the line at Culver's between 4:55 p.m. and 5:45 p.m., man, that is like... Great America, Disney World.
There's no fast pass.
Your favorite concert? No, there's nothing. You're just sitting.
You
right?
got to order ahead.
Yeah. You order online. That's the fast pass.
I don't know.
of course you don't. So I'm sitting there and I'm winding my way to the back of the Culver's in the drive-through lane, and I see a dude pull into a spot right next to the dumpster. Oh, all right. Well, maybe he's an employee. Like, it was just odd. There were no other cars back there. Everybody was in the front of the building. He gets out of his car. Now, mind you, it's pouring rain, right? We had the rain that lasted all day yesterday. He gets out of his car. He walks to the trunk. He opens the trunk. He lifts the bed of the trunk up. You know where your spare tire is located?
Yeah.
He lifts that up, right? So he lifts up the floor of the back of the trunk of the car, and he goes inside the spare tire, and he pulls out a little black bag. And now I'm intrigued. I'm like, what is he going to pull out of that black bag? And he pulls out a pack of cigarettes and a lighter, and he proceeds to light up and just start puffing away on that sucker outside of his car, standing in the pouring rain in a Culver's parking lot next to the dumpster. Now I ask ya, that's from my cousin Vinny. Now I ask ya, is there any chance that guy's wife knows he smokes?
100%.
100%?
That she knows, yeah. You can't hide smoke. Have you you're a non-smoker. Have you been in somebody who smokes vehicle recently?
Well, to be fair, he was outside of the vehicle.
But was he using the... So he was just sitting there in the rain puffing?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. He was standing in the rain, just puffing
away.
Well,
I didn't know if he was using, like, sitting then in the trunk.
No, close the trunk.
You know what?
I don't know.
You know what? Doesn't matter.
Close.
Good luck getting that smell out of your clothes. Unless he's just doing, like, specifically those clothes, load of laundry. But again, good luck keeping up that charade up and hiding it from your significant other.
I got a story.
Like, unless
that was hidden from the what?
Unless she is hard of smelling. That's the only way she doesn't know.
Oh, COVID?
Yeah,
but he could say, I went in the workroom at my job and, you know, they're smoking in there. That's why my clothes stink.
You could say anything.
I mean, there are things that, I'll give you an example. Got a friend in Florida.
Oh, I was going to say, does his name
and you've heard this happen before. She's on her second marriage or whatever now, but her first marriage, married, I think, for 10, 12 years and found out that her husband liked hot dogs, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Hid that for a long time.
The smell of the hot dog doesn't linger.
Yeah, that's. I think that's easier to hide.
It doesn't hang around. Oh, hold on. Technically, it does hang around.
but if you ain't getting throttled for 7 years.
It's not exactly the same.
No, not even close.
This is more of an apples to hot dogs analogy.
it smells. Your fingers smell. Your teeth change color. Your shirt smells.
Different kind of smell. All right, we need to go.
Wait, you did this. You are the one.
I know
that
I did, but I didn't. I wish I did.
Yeah. How often does that happen, by the way? Because for me,
because I think it's the same.
80% of the time.
Tree and I made contact.
Eye contact. Yeah.
I wanted to make the same joke, but I was smart enough not to say it out loud. And Chewie just decided to dive right into the joke.
And he knew what he was doing, too, because he was baiting us. Yes.
No, I mean, this is the we all know this guy. We've all run into this guy.
Very stressful pals
day.
With him.
Yeah, I've got many. I've been this guy before.
There it is.
Oh, no,
I wonder how long it would take for us to get to the truth.
If you haven't had a stress sig, I don't like you.
Why doesn't that surprise me? You can see Joshy with a beer and ripping a heater with his flannel on.
The plot twist is it was Josh. It was Josh behind the culverts in Mequon.
The interesting part, and Gabe's totally right, the person who tries to hide cigarette smoking, if you're getting away with it, it's because your significant other chooses not to fight it. That's it.
Yep.
That's the only way it works. They just go, I don't want the fight. Obviously, it's something you need, so I'm just going to ignore it.
100%.
If you sleep in the same bed, it's in your hair.
Then my question to you is, why don't you just tell the person, hey, I know that
you're embarrassed.
I know you're smoking. No, not that person. The other person. Hey, I know that you're smoking. Obviously, you had a stressful day. I know that you only have a cigarette when the day has been stressful. Like, you know, how can I help? That type of thing. Like the whole idea of the secret, because that's what my immediate reaction was. Like the only reason somebody pulls up to the back of the Culver's, didn't go in and eat, didn't go grab a whatever concrete mixer or a butter burger, just had the heater in the parking lot, got back in his car and took off. And the only reason I was able to witness the whole thing was because I was in that very, very long line. So I got to watch the whole play develop in front of me. But the point is, like, the secret part is what I think is damning or damaging. Like,
if I were to guess, this has been a problem before.
Yeah.
And it's been a fight before, and they just ignore it now. Everyone just pretends and lives in la-la land.
Yeah, but what about booze? What about people that go to work and crush vodka and then come home? They hide that.
I think, again,
so what you're saying, just to smell.
The smell is the thing that gives it away, because it just gets in everything. Like, you remember when, I mean, I've never been a smoker, but when I turned 21, you could smoke in bars.
Yeah.
Like you walk into the bar. I mean, it's just a cloud of smoke everywhere.
Yes.
You walk home. I mean, it's impossible. Like the clothes sit in a hamper for 4 days. You can still smell the cigarette smoke.
When I used to go into Pottawatomie back in the day, and they still allowed smoking.
So you're saying in today's world, you can't hide it, but back then you could.
Because it was more places.
Correct.
That would,
yes.
You'd say, oh, I just popped into the bar on the way home, and obviously people were smoking there. Have you ever, what about cigars? You smoke a cigar, everybody knows.
Yeah. That kind of lingers, especially in the beard.
Yeah, but you could say I was playing golf. My buddy who in the cart was crushing. You can hide
the
it.
The thing is, the cigar smell and cigarette smell
very different.
Little axe.
So I guess my question to you is there any chance this guy's spouse doesn't know he's smoking?
No,
Gabe,
she knows.
You're saying no.
She knows.
No, she's just choosing not to fight
it.
Because if she was if it was okay, he wouldn't be doing it in the Culver's parking lot, is my point.
Yeah, sure.
They are ignoring this. That's clearly, Josh is 100% right. It's been an issue in the past. This guy is doing her the courtesy of trying to hide it. She knows he can't actually hide it, but everybody just pretends and lives their lives.
It's like there's the classic dad who goes out to his garage and smokes weed. Everyone in the family knows what he's doing. No one calls him on it. We've all seen it before.
Dad had a tough day. Lots of reaction rolling in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. I do like people who are saying, well, now we know where Jen stands on the snitching. We had the conversation about, I don't know if I'm a teller. Am I a teller? Ron in the key saying, and we have come full circle on the Instagram cheater snitch story this week. You saw that, Gabe, right?
I did.
Woman who,
coming
back from Vegas, said your fiance cheated on you if they were at this pool wearing these hats and his name rhymes with Patch Adams, something like that. All right, good to know. We got to get to Reach You, so we got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Bunzel's Meat Market, 90th of Burleigh in Milwaukee. Make plans to visit Bunzel's this weekend. Make sure you get ready for those St. Patrick Day festivities coming up on Sunday. Corned beef brisket flats, just $12.99 a pound. Double smoked applewood bacon, $7.99 a pound. You get an Irish banger, Reuben bratwurst, $6.99 a pound. Stuffed chicken breasts, which include cordon bleu, wild rice, and more, $5.99 a pound. Stop in for these specials and grab lunch from the deli at Bunzel's, 90th and Burleigh. Check out Bunzel's.com for specials, store hours, and more.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Tuna. It's tuna.
I love tuna. I had some last night.
How do you eat your tuna?
Can we for once grow up on this show?
On 94.5 ESPN.
So is your chance at proving your hoops knowledge. It's the ESPN Wisconsin Bracket Challenge presented by Cousin Subs. Fill out a bracket, earn the most points at the end of the tournament, and get a $1,000 gift card. $1,000 gift card to Cousin Subs. Start getting your scouting report done now before the bracket is set on Sunday. Then get ready to fill out one on the ESPN Tournament Challenge app or on ESPN.com. It's the ESPN Wisconsin Bracket Challenge presented by Cousin Subs. They believe in better. Visit ESPNWisconsinContest.com for full rules and details. We're going to plot twist our way through We Can Reach You. Gabe was not here for any other day this week except for today. Thank you for your service. So Joshy had this great idea to see just how well Gabe knows Chewy's brain. They're both going to play We Can Reach You. Chewy was here. Gabe was not. Let's see who does better, shall we?
Think you know the show better than the average ESPN Milwaukee fan? Now's your chance to prove it. It's time to play the We Can Reach You.
All right, we're going to kick it off here. Gabe, some of these you might just know offhand already because you know your teammates.
So you didn't listen at all this week?
No.
Some of these might be impossible.
The show was on from 5 to 7 a.m. Vegas time. Okay. Was not getting up at 4:30 so I could tune in.
Of course, you can always listen on demand wherever you get your podcast.
Yeah, but by that time I'm at the golf course. And
and David Bakhtiari coming up on Wilde and Tausch after this show. Idiot. All right, let's go.
First question
is
here
about the idiot.
Yes. Speaking of the idiot, what is Ashton's actual age that you accused him of looking way older than?
How old are you now? Oh, wow. You look a lot older than that.
That sucks.
I'm just saying.
Chewy, go first.
Wait, why was he in here and you were just ripping him for his...
I don't know. I don't know why he was, bossing us around like we listen. 31, I believe he is.
No, he's under 30. Is he? He's 28 or 29.
He is 29.
Wait, you know, you had to pick one.
it's close
Gabe
enough.
Get it or no?
Yeah, I'd give it to him.
What?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
The fix is in.
Gabe, hold on.
He said 28 or 29.
Whatever.
I thought you were 29.
Under 30.
No, I'm 35.
How old?
35.
Next question.
You want to make some insulting comment about Joshy's age?
Yeah, do I look way older?
You look
than
29.
Hell yeah. Gabe, how old did Chewy say Ashy actually thought? How old did he say he thought he was?
I'm going to go 35. Did you say he looks like 35?
35.
What the hell? Yes.
This one, I don't know if you'll be able to answer because it's a wild stab in the dark.
All right.
But what is the name of the website you got your AI list from for power rankings?
Oh, I remember this one.
This list was compiled by AI.
Which, oh, come on.
Which is the world we live in now.
He was going to say exactly.
Right?
That.
You got a guess?
I have no idea.
I know. Lombardi.com.
What?
Lombardi, yeah. Lombardi.com is very different.
I get half. We're tied. Because he said 28 or 29.
Yeah, okay. I think that's fair.
So we're tied.
I think that's fair.
All right, we're tied.
We'll give you a half point there. Moving on to our third question. This one is, who did Gary the Texter say owned space in your head earlier this week?
I got a lot of space in my head. I'll rent it out.
You're like,
huh?
Or to put it more clearly, who lives rent-free in all of our heads?
I know.
Who lives rent-free in all of our heads?
Gabe, why don't you guess?
Who do we talk about? I mean, is it Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, you suck.
That is correct.
I knew we're tied. If he thought long enough about what made news this week.
Yeah.
So, Gabe, as soon as we started talking about Aaron Rodgers potentially being the VP candidate on RFK Jr.'s ticket, we had some guy that was like, this guy lives rent-free in your head. I was like, this is national news,
international.
This is bonkers news. Like, a current professional athlete could be a VP on anybody's ticket is big news.
Right. And it's the former Packer, or former quarterback of the Packers. We merely mention it. And we got this guy who says he lives rent-free in your head.
I mean, it's not like when, you know, you've seen former professional athletes become senators or like when Arnold became the governor, Jesse the Body Ventura became the governor. Like, they were done. Like, he's still active and might be...
It is unprecedented.
On the VP ticket.
God forbid we discuss it.
Crazy.
And he lives in my head.
Chewy was trying to loan out a little extra space. Said he's got room. This one starts with the audio.
They sued me.
I want Gabe to answer this first. Who sued Chew and for what reason?
Who sued Chew? Oh, the photograph people. You were part of that lawsuit with the 89.
Who sued him?
Well, I mean, it probably would have been the NFL.
Yeah, it was.
Because you were selling unlicensed 89 bikinis.
There's a tie. I'll feel much better with a tie than
you
a
guys
loss.
Are tied.
Yeah. Yes.
Because you knew Aaron Rodgers and you
left?
Knew the NFL.
Yeah.
There's one question left, and it's going to be extremely easy. I didn't plan ahead great on this one. What did you say confuses you yesterday?
I get very confused. I have no idea.
I mean, that could be a number. That's easy?
I get very confused.
That's easy? I mean, the things that... I mean, we don't have enough time left in the show for me to go over all the things that confused Chewy.
Joshy.
It was trickier than I thought, huh?
Well, but it shouldn't have been.
Right.
Because twice today, he's played it.
What?
It's in the open. You laughed at it earlier, Gabe.
All right, keep giving hints to one of us get it, because I still have no idea. It was Seinfeld, it was George.
It had to do with snitching on people. It had to do with Jen maybe not being the best person to tell secrets or to have a secret.
Oh, well, I mean, Chewie's always confused because, like, secrets confuse Chewy all the time.
Because,
like, that's why his wife stopped telling him secrets, because he doesn't know whether to tell people or not to tell
game.
People.
It's a win for game.
And I lost. That's terrible.
Yeah, because it's your game.
I know.
And he wasn't here.
How did this happen?
I don't know.
Yeah, I love that Gabe is like, well, and he pushes up his glasses. Chewy is always confused about whether or not he's supposed to tell secrets. He doesn't know. Like, I was like, oh, God. Will you write a book on him at some point? Like, you got to at least monetize all this knowledge, right? Like,
but is it really knowledge? It's just...
Write it.
That should be the name of the book.
Knowledge or not.
Write it with...
The Mark Chimura story.
Write it with spell check and see how that
works. Or AI. Just put the information in. To AI and see what it spits out. I'm sure it'll be great. Bestseller.
With a local Milwaukee team, Fifth Third Bank knows what success looks like. They've been serving businesses and individuals in the area for nearly 15 years, including a longstanding commitment to the healthcare industry. From expansion to treasury management, Fifth Third offers a full suite of financial services and solutions across the healthcare spectrum to meet the complex moments you're navigating. Fifth Third Bank, National Association, Custom Solutions, built around your goals. Member FDIC.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Look, you take
Jesus and the presence out, and it's not even in the top 10.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, if you take sex out of the anniversary, then that's not that fun either.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Needed something for lunch, needed something easy, was tired after the flight. Of course, I threw up Palermo's in the oven. You should have some Palermo's on hand as well, because with Palermo's family of brands, which includes Palermo's Urban Pie, Connie's Surfer Boy, and Screamin' Sicilian, you're going to find a slice for your appetite. They've been doing this for over 60 years, so it's not shocking they have all these different brands, all these different flavors, all these different styles of pizza, and you're going to find your favorite. Just find them in your grocer's frozen food aisle, because Palermo's is Wisconsin's hometown pizza.
Save me.
Just the very best way to kick off the weekend. 9 a.m. on Friday. Get your blood pumping. So glad we stole this song. I have no shame.
It was a free agent, to be
fair. That's true.
We just signed it.
We just snapped
it. That's all
it
we
up.
Did.
I can be very certain. I don't know what's going to happen tonight in the Marquette game when they take on Providence in the semifinals of the Big East tournament. But I know that Shaka Smart will not be asked about his marital status after the game, like the Providence coach was asked in the post-game press conference, guys. He was asked about whether or not he was single or taken. That's way out of bounds, right? Like, there's nothing more egregious than asking a coach who just played a game where his team won and advanced in the conference tournament, hey, you single?
What brought that on?
Black Twitter.
Apparently a rumor out there.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
Apparently, there was a portion of Twitter that was, they thought that the coach was attractive to during the game. And so they were, like, making comments about his attractiveness. So then a reporter felt that they carried the mantle. It was their responsibility to find out if, in fact, said coach was single or not.
Why don't they just look at his bio, right?
Well, you're not very good with Google. I mean, maybe they come from the Chewy school of thought.
Hey, what did AI have to say about it?
That was the most egregious thing I have seen in a long time. Gabe, do they need to be more strict about who they're giving credentials to?
Well, I mean, to go to the Big East tournament, like, I mean, this isn't like NFL, because they let so many people into
the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the Super Bowl.
Because it's just a circus, right?
The Nickelodeons, like, the dot-coms.
Who's going to the Big East tournament to ask this question?
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to ask, but like...
Yeah, what? I mean, chances are you're already there covering it for some reputable sites.
Would you be pro reprimand is what I'm wondering.
Yes. Yeah. No, this person should not be allowed to ask a question. They should have their credential taken away. Like, you are not a serious person.
Chewy, how often are you asked about your marital status?
Every day by my wife.
She just wants to remind you.
Yes.
She says, hey, are you married or are you single? You have to say, I'm happily married.
What do you want to hear?
One of my buddies who I was in Vegas with asked, how is Chewy still married?
What?
Angie must be so proud.
No.
Some of the stories that he tells. I mean, it was more having to do with really diving deep into their sex life after trying to defend that he was an athlete.
Yeah, that's true.
And explaining how selfish he was during said...
You did talk about that.
I did? Once again, am I supposed to tell the story? Am I not supposed to tell the story? I have no idea.
I like that you tell the story. I don't know if she does.
The fact that this is a mantra of your life makes it all the more worse. It's more egregious that you couldn't come up with it at the end of the game and Gabe could. Well, Chewy never knows if he's supposed to tell the secret or not supposed to tell
the secret.
And with
that, David Bakhtiari coming up on Wildy and Tausch right after our program here. Make sure you listen.
I love his impression of an announcer.
Yes,
he just got so professional.
And I do believe he is married, so let's refrain from asking him anything about his personal life. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Are you mad that Ashy yelled at you?
Oh, I get the Ashy. Yes.
He said, again, dummy, that was Ashton's response to your, we did, idiot, try listening.
He made the cardinal sin, and that was telling Chewy to do anything.
Yeah.
Yes.
He doesn't take well to orders of any sort.
So maybe in the future, again, just trying to keep this from happening again, you know, be proactive, he could say, Jen and Gabe, could you please at some point tease that D-Bach will be on Wildy and Tausch? And as soon as Chewy sees Jen and Gabe, he'll stop reading. He'll stop reading the text.
Yes.
He'll never know what the rest of it said.
Well, we already said, you know, he just woke up at 7:30.
Yeah, I mean, he missed the Jason
because
interview.
Then he would have said, hey, could you keep mentioning that throughout the show? Not, hey, mention it. He's very frustrating.
You should go have a chat with him. Go have a sit down, one-on-one.
Oh, Chewie doesn't have
Who's
time
more
for
terrified
that?
In that situation? Chewie hates having sit-downs with bosses, and Ashton's just generally afraid.
It's Ashton. Because Chewie knows what he's getting himself into.
Yes.
Here's what we put on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewie Twitter poll this morning. What was your reaction to Aaron Jones doing the Viking skull chant? It's a skull poll at the end of his press conference. Fine with it. He's dead to me. Loved it. 60% of people say fine with it. Let the guy vent.
Yeah.
Let the guy react. Let the guy, again, Aaron Jones with a 72-yard touchdown and the Vikings trail 35-7.
Perfect.
Gonna be a lot of that likely for the Minnesota Vikings. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy your St. Patrick's Day. We'll be in Tausch's next on ESPN Milwaukee.
We're looking pretty good so far. This morning, we got full freeway speeds across the